Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
What time is it? Showtime. The brothers discuss sports and provide betting tips. The best kept secret in sports investing. Please welcome Bolt Brady and his bro.
Well, hello, my friends. Welcome back after a little bit of a break. You've got Bolt Brady and his bro here once again to chat some sports gambling. And we've got March Madness right upon us. So let's welcome in our guy.
Well, that's all we got to say, hon. Let's welcome in our guy. I was hoping you'd give me a little better intro than that. And coming back from last year, picking UConn, can he do it again?
Yeah.
Woo!
Which was kind of out of nowhere, but it was a good call.
Yeah, like I said that.
I thought you were first going to be like, whoa, why didn't you mention my flag football championship that I just coached to victory?
That's right. Woo, we got the flag championship. Now we got March Madness. Does it get any better than that?
Yep. You got the boys the ring.
Yep.
So we were able to celebrate on St. Paddy's and warm it up a little bit.
Yep. Yep. Not only was it a W, I think we can classify that as a B race.
Yep, they flipped the scoreboard down, so there was no sweating over that one, which was kind of nice.
That was nice. So March Mad, here we go. Oh, and before we get into this, totally off topic, okay? But this is just kind of random. So elephants weigh 4,500 to 11,000 pounds, right? They're obviously huge. And so my youngest son, the 8-year-old, he was like, hey, Dad, did you know? And I go, come on, no way. And it's like, I go, where'd you hear that? YouTube. And I'm telling him, you know, a lot of times, don't remember, not everything's true on YouTube. But he goes, did you know that a blue whale's tongue weighs as much as an elephant? And I go, get out of town. So that's why I'm like, how much does an elephant weigh? That's how come I know the poundage, the pounds there. And then sure enough, I looked it up and he was right. So a blue whale's tongue weighs as much as an elephant.
Wow.
Yeah. Bet you didn't know you were going to learn that today on the Bolt Brady and Bro podcast.
No, I did see something like a week or two ago that I think like some orcas are starting to team up and take down some great whites.
Oh yeah, they are.
So they're like, some things are shifting out there. It's not like those guys are soft little animals.
No, and the great white is no longer the king of the sea. Yeah, it's the orcas. They've been chowing on them, and they go in for like the liver, and then they just leave them.
They pull the liver out, and then they're like, that's all I needed.
Yep, see you later, bud. I know, that's crazy. So the great whites are actually like staying away from them.
In that area. I think it was near Australia or something.
No, South Africa.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. So anyway,
that's our National Geographic segment.
That is. So now it's to March Mad, and let's just start it off by saying this. What sticks out to you? I remember what you and I were trading texts yesterday, and you go, wow, I don't know squat about these squads.
I would say that's just how college basketball kind of is. I don't know if it's, you know, it's me certainly, but I don't know if from other people too, the casual fan. It's so hard to follow these guys now. The one and done. And then the portal, it's like these dudes hop around so much. I don't even know where they are.
Well, yeah, no, I think you represent the casual fan big time. I mean, and even more so than the casual fan. Like, you know, college hoops, I mean, I watch it a lot and I like it. But I mean, like, am I really going to be watching the Missouri Valley Conference during the middle of the year? Absolutely not. Like, I'll watch their conference tournament, you know, like when they get into the semifinals and finals and stuff, I'll watch it. But yeah, I mean, and then, you know, you get to the bigger divisions, you know, the Big 12 and the Big 10. And there's so much turnover that you got to keep up with it.
Yeah. I mean, like, your Michigan's garbage. Your Tom Izzo looks like he kind of should call it a career, let someone new come in and work these younger guys.
Well, or when your best, one of the best players in college, Big Kinnett from Tennessee, was at Northern Colorado the year before.
Right.
I mean,
right, and he's rocking in the SEC. It's like, how did that guy get through the cracks?
Dude, and ladies and gentlemen, let me tell you, I went to football camp at Northern Colorado, and that is not a big school at all. And then this guy transfers to Tennessee and is just crushing it. Once again, nice recruiting job by these guys out there.
And it's not like he's like a 6 foot guard who is undersized and like, ah, I mean, this dude's like 6'8", 6'7".
Right. And he's balling.
Yeah.
So we'll get into that. But yeah, so where should we even jump in here? Do you want to jump into like the East or the West? I mean, let's save the East there, because that's kind of there's a lot going on there that's pretty interesting.
Do you have an opinion on the play-in games at all? I mean, those will probably happen before this.
Well, sure I do. I actually have a best bet there, so some people might like to hear that. Yes, so the play-in game, we got Big Virginia, who people didn't even think should have made the tourney. A lot of them had them ranked outside of the top 68 here. But we got Big Virginia, who obviously has a lot of experience playing Colorado State. And Colorado State's getting a little hyped up here. They're -3. They actually play in the Mountain West, and they actually lost 8 divisional games this year. They're really good at home, terrible on the road, which actually represents a lot of the schools. But why don't you give me Big Virginia here? I'll take Virginia and the points. The Mountain West typically, historically, is absolute garbage in the tournament. And so one of the reasons why, I mean, the Mountain West, you ready for this? The last 8 years, they're 7-16 against the spread. And you want to know who you really want to stay away from? Utah State, 1-19 straight up in this bad boy.
I saw them in person last year for the tourney, and I took a flyer on them to beat Mizzou, and they didn't do it.
Nope. If you would have known this stat, you would have stayed away from them. And the Mountain West, 0-4 in play-in games. Let's make it 0-5 here, Big Virginia. So I think one of the reasons why someone had brought this up, and it makes sense, that a lot of the teams that are in the Mountain West play in Elevation. Thank you. And so that obviously is a huge benefit for them. You know, it's like happens in the NBA when teams travel into Denver or Utah. That really kills them. And so someone was like, I bet that has something to do with it. And I think that's a solid point, because when these guys get to the NCAA tournament, they are garbage. Mm-hmm. So Virginia Cavs play in game tonight. Let's get ready to rock and roll.
Lock it in.
Yep.
Yeah, we can touch on the West if you want to start with like the West bracket.
Well, you know what? I mean, so we make sure that we don't run out of time constraints here. Maybe we should discuss the East first, because this is incredible. I mean, wow, is that the danger zone going through there? Big Top Gun and Goose would have trouble flying through that bad boy. Mm-hmm. So how about this? You ready for this stat? So you have UConn, okay? They were their conference champs. Illinois, conference champs. Auburn, conference champs. And who was the other one in the division?
Iowa State.
Iowa State, Big 12, conference champs. So you have the four biggest conferences, all the champions, tournament champions in the same bracket.
What are they doing?
Oh, like
the organizers.
Well, that's what they're saying. Like the Auburn, you know, they've got Auburn as like the fourth seed. And in a lot of rankings, they're like 8th to 10th in the nation. And you have them as a fourth seed. So that was kind of the problem there. But holy cow, is there some competition in here. And what sticks out to you there, my friend?
You know, UConn kind of cruised through unexpectedly last year. But now there's a little bit more of the spotlight on them. But they're still so solid. I mean, they're a good team. I see them going pretty darn far here.
Well, yeah, I mean, come on. How can you argue that they're not like the best team? I mean, they pound people. But yes, it's the NCAA tournament, so you never know what's going to happen. I do have a stat for you, because they were actually the number one seed out of everyone, right?
Yeah.
And so the number one seed in the last 24 years has only made it to the championship game three times. So that doesn't bode well for them.
No.
Right? So it's just saying, hey, you're the number one squad. You know, are you going to win the champ because you got picked number one? History really goes against you there.
Yeah. I mean, it's tough to get to back-to-back Final Fours.
Right.
You know, I mean, you see it occasionally. I remember, like, Butler did it, which was amazing for that small of a school to do it.
Yeah.
Villanova, a little more recently.
Right.
DiVincenzo and those guys. But, it, I mean, to get back there is a grind.
Yep. Number one seed has only made the championship game three times since 2004. That stat's coming from the Big Action Network. Those guys pull some legit stats. Here's another thing that's interesting. Iowa State, that's in there. They're the number two seed. Okay. They didn't even start the season ranked in the top 25 AP poll. And so no team that has ever been ranked that high and not ranked at the beginning of the season has ever made it to the Final Four.
Hmm.
That doesn't bode well for Big Ohio or Iowa State.
Yeah, I've got an upset taking them down round two.
Well, what we'll do is we'll go over once we talk about the region a little bit. So in my opinion, if that's what some people are tuning in here for, I like to pay attention to squads that, because most college teams, like, they play really, really well at home, and then they go on the road and they get smoked. And what I've noticed is that Illinois, unfortunately, plays horrible defense. Okay. Their offense is really good. They've got that Shannon guy. He just scored 104 points in the Big Ten tournament. So in three games, he scored 104 points. Not too shabby, buddy.
No.
I mean, you never see a guy in college score 30 in a game, and this guy averaged it over the Big Ten tourney. He's legit. I've noticed Illinois is good when they go on the road. So that's the one thing that sticks out to me. Their defense is horrible. It ranks like 127th in the nation. And speaking of defense and another team in this region, Auburn. The only squad in the entire tournament that ranks top 10 offensively and defensively.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, dude, you come out of this grinder. That you did pretty well just to win this bracket here.
So let's see here. Who do you have? I guess we'll say, who do you have playing in the championship in the East here? Who are the two teams?
UConn versus Illinois.
Okay. That's what I've got though too.
Yeah.
So I actually have did you have BYU winning the first game?
Yep.
Interesting fact about BYU. They were supposed to be the fifth seed. But the fifth seed would have made them play on Sunday. And for religious reasons, they moved them to the sixth seed so they could play on Saturday.
Oh, really?
Yep.
Huh.
Yep. So they're supposed to be the fifth seed, but they're the sixth seed because of that.
Interesting.
Yep. So let's travel on down here.
Where are we heading?
We're heading to the West Coast, or should we save the West for the best for last?
No, we're there. The way the bracket looks, it's right below it.
Okay. So you got the big UNC here, North Carolina. Hello. They're the number one. And then the other thing that's interesting in here, you got big St. Mary's that represents the East Bay in Northern California.
Mm-hmm.
Nestled up to Walnut Creek, maybe the best town in Northern California. One of them for sure.
Where Reed is just holding it down.
And Pat.
Yep.
Okay, so what sticks out to you here? Well, let's talk about that. Did you look at who St. Mary's plays?
I did, yeah.
Okay, so they play Big Grand Canyon.
And Bryce Drew, the coach.
And Big Grand Canyon used to have Thunder Dan. Was it Thunder Dan their first coach?
Yeah, when they first opened and went D1.
So I watched Big Grand Canyon play a couple times. I watched their tournament game. Total different styles of play here. Big St. Mary's, one of the slowest squads tempo-wise in the nation.
Mm-hmm.
Grand Canyon likes to push it. Grand Canyon resembles more of a squad that you'd notice out your backyard at the playground. Okay. They just get up and down and, they try to beat you by, you know, being faster down the court and stuff, not very organized. So that game is a contrast in styles. I actually like St. Mary's there minus the 5.5 best bet.
Yep. Actually, I took that one as an upsetter. I went with Grand Canyon.
Really?
Bryce Drew, you know, it's his third year and third time getting them to the tourney. So I was just like, I watched St. Mary's a couple times on ESPN 2 or wherever they played, and they just weren't wowing me.
Well, know? No, I hear you. You probably watched them at home when Gonzaga beat them.
No, there was another game that they were on, like USF or something. Mahaney, you know, he's the sophomore guard. I thought he would kind of break through and be the dude. I mean, his numbers are the exact same as his freshman year.
Yeah.
And then old Trunas Marshallonis, the old warrior, his son is the other guard.
Yep.
They just didn't do much for me. And they never really do amazing. The best he does is Sweet 16, that coach, Bennett. I just see him. They're one, and there's always one or two 5-12 upsets. So this is one of my 12s.
Well, everything you said there, I can't disagree with. They did beat Gonzaga twice this year, and they beat him in the WCC championship game.
Down year for the Zags, for sure, though.
Well, yeah.
I don't know if he's losing his footing. Didn't he lose? He lost that good recruiting coach like a year or two ago, maybe to U of A or something, wherever he went.
Okay.
And since Chet Holmgren, you know, you just haven't gotten like the big, big dogs to come there.
Yeah. So, I mean, but they still get good recruits. Like, if you watch Gonzaga play, I mean, I wouldn't be surprised if they, you know, caused a little noise in this tournament. But St. Mary's, you're right. The coach, he's like 5-9 against the spread and straight up in the tournament. So, yes, he hasn't done that well. But I think that St. Mary's, a lot of times what you'll find in the tournament is when you have two teams that one plays super fast and one plays super slowly, the team that's runs slower usually has the advantage. One of the things about Grand Canyon that I wanted to ask you that I saw in the championship game, just your personal opinion here. So Grand Canyon had the game wrapped up. They were up by like 12 with like 5 seconds left. And they broke the press and they threw it down to this guy and he could have dribbled it out. But instead, he dunked it to end the game. First of all, what's your take on that? Do you think it's better just to like dribble it out, or are you okay with someone dunking it?
I'm okay with a little bit of a showtime there. I mean, I know people like it's disrespectful. It's like, I mean, you guys got your ass whooped too. It's like, you know, stop the guy.
So anyway, the guy dunked it. He started walking off towards the court. Some guy on the other team came and bumped him really hard. And then his teammate threw the ball at him. The team that was losing threw the ball at him, and everyone's like, "Hey, what's going on?" And it almost turned into the huge fight, but they broke it off. But I was like thinking, I'm like, I don't know, I kind of have mixed feelings there on that. I'm not sure. I think, you know, I think the classy thing is to kind of just dribble it out, ball game's over with, but also you're pretty juiced, and so the guy's like, "I'm gonna get a legit dip in here."
What was the I sent you the NBA one. Was it Minnesota Jazz, and the Jazz were getting 7.5?
Oh, yeah.
And Anthony Edwards has the ball, and he's just kind of like, he's supposed to kind of let the clock run out. They're going to win.
Right. They're up by 7.
Yeah.
And the line's 7.5.
And he's just like, do-do-do-do-do. And at 1 second, he throws up the 3.
Got it.
Wish.
Wins by 10, covers the 7.5.
I mean, you're like, why are you even shooting that?
Right. And by the way, that same game, did you see the dunk that he had?
I mean, it was amazing.
Wow. That guy's got the hops.
Collins just got, just rose up on.
Well, dude, I mean, he literally had his tea bags in his face.
Yeah, it was one of those ones where like they almost don't even really grab the rim. It's like kind of like a clean throwdown like Blake Griffin had, you know, back in the day.
Right.
It's just raising up and throwing it down.
Okay, so back to it. The West is the best here. Who do we like? Who do you have? And so you've got Grand Canyon shaking up Big St. Mary's. I don't.
Mm-hmm.
I do have New Mexico, the 11 seed, beating Clemson there, though.
Okay.
The other one that I like here, Long Beach State. Okay. Did you hear what happened with Long Beach State?
The dirtbags.
Okay, so they won their conference tournament.
Oh, I did. Yeah, with the coach.
And the coach got fired before the tournament started.
They told him, like, hey, this is going to be it, you know, going into this, just so you know.
How about that? And then he goes, well, you don't mind if I win the conference tournament and we go to the big dance, do you?
Let's win the whole effing thing. It's like Major League.
The movie Major League.
Yeah.
Right. With what's his name? The guy that was the zooer.
Vaughn?
The pitcher, yeah.
Mitch Wild Thing?
No, but his real name.
Oh, Charlie Sheen.
Charlie Sheen. Charlie, holy cow. Was that guy a zooer? So anyway, no, I don't think they're going to win the whole thing, but I do think the momentum carries over to the first game. Long Beach State plus 21, best bet. Okay?
Yeah, I mean, there's something about when they're like, dude, let's just kind of bond together here and keep it going.
Yeah, right. So anyway, who do you have in the last two here for that game?
Bama versus U of A.
Wow. Okay. We got a big difference there. Bama. Okay. So you got Bama number four. Then that means you had them beating the Grand Can. And then you have them beating who? Who did you?
UNC.
Wow. Okay. I've got UNC versus Big Baylor there. Hmm. Okay. Now, here's my other take. UNC, another squad like Illinois that I noticed that really plays well on the road. Okay, because there's not very many teams. I'm just telling you, that's the big difference, in my opinion, is these squads all play great at home, but when they go on the road, it's a whole new ball game. Okay, so I've got North Carolina Baylor there. Excellent.
Yeah, not. I was watching the Duke-UNC game before the ACC tournament, and same thing. I mean, they have, you know, RJ Davis, a couple younger guards. It just didn't floor me. I could see them going down.
Well, Davis is a badass. How about that guy averaged 40% from behind the three ball?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, and then they've got the big guy too, who's got the experience from the Final Four. I mean, they still have the experience, but okay, let's travel up. Speaking of Duke, up to the South where Big Duke is. What do you got? What do you have Big Duke doing in this tourney or this year?
They really don't impress me. They're not going very far, in my opinion.
Okay, who do you have them losing to here?
Wisconsin.
Okay, so you have them getting past Vermont. Mm-hmm. Okay, well, how about this? I don't even have Wisconsin getting past Big James Madison.
That's your 12-5 upset.
Oh, I guess so. I didn't even notice that. Yep.
Did James Madison win 30 games? I mean, do you see there by chance? Because I saw a stat. It said a lot of these teams in these lower conferences, the ones that do well, it was about getting to the 30 win mark.
Yeah.
And if you get to the 30 win mark and you are like one of those higher seeds, you have a way better chance of getting to the Sweet 16.
Okay. So here you go. I've got it for you here. 31-3.
Yeah. I think they were one of them. Okay. It was the history of the tourney. It's like if they ever get above the 30 win mark, you know, watch out for some of those guys.
Here's what's interesting about though. It says strength of schedule. Wisconsin, number four in the nation. James Madison, 325th.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, a lot of these guys, the thing that's interesting is about these teams that have come from lower divisions is like usually the most dominant team. Like if you have a super dominant team in there and then they come to play at the big boys, they can hang well. But a lot of those teams got beat in their conference tournament. And so the other squads got the automatic bid.
Yeah.
You know, like NC State took one from someone. Holy cow. We'll get into the NC State.
Well, then
here.
Some of these other ones, if I was to look at the roster, you're going to see some upperclassmen too. You know, some dudes stay. They're fourth, fifth year seniors, so they're a little more mature, bigger guys.
Yeah,
and they've been together as a team longer.
No, I agree. I think that's important. You know, if you have the older guys for sure.
Yeah, the one and dones, they just don't gel quick enough.
No, I know. That's totally tough to do.
I mean, Zion Williamson and RJ Barrett. Then you think, oh, those guys should win it. You know, and they don't. They don't even get to the Final Four.
Yeah, I know that's weak. That's super weak.
Next year, though, big Cooper Flag and that 7'2" dude's coming into Duke.
Oh, I know. That's going to be unreal to watch.
So that'll be interesting next year to see how they do.
Before I get off here, I just want to make sure we don't pass up on Akron. Have we passed up big Akron? Oh, nope. They're down there. Okay, remind me to tell you about the Akron game. That was incredible. Okay, so we're in the South here. Who do you have as your two last playing against each other?
Houston versus Marquette.
Okay. Well, hopefully Marquette, the point guard, is healthy. Did you know that he's been hurt with an oblique?
Yep.
So he sat out the whole Big East tournament. Yeah, I hope he can go. I mean, he was the Big East Player of the Year last year.
Yeah. He needs to step it up.
So I've got Big Houston versus number 6, Texas Tech. So I had Texas Tech beating Marquette. I have Texas Tech beating Kentucky, too. Don't let Kentucky's offense fool you. They don't really play the defense.
Yeah, it's been years since he's gone on a run, too.
And Texas Tech, I mean, they're not too shabby. They beat Kansas by 30 on their home court. So, I mean, the Big 12, it's the same every year, right? I feel like the broken record. Like, the Big 10 and the Big 12, it's unreal watching their games, like, during the season. And they by far have the hardest schedules. But then when they get to the big dance, everyone craps the bed.
Yeah, it's interesting.
Except Houston, which some people might not know, moved into the Big 12. And so they were playing the big boys all year, and they balled. I mean, there was this one guy that was doing a breakdown of the Big 12, and he said how everyone played against each other. And he didn't even include Houston's home games because it was such a joke. He would only include Houston on the road because he's like, dude, when they play at home, it's ball game.
Yeah, I saw Mattress Mac went and threw a mill on him, you know, like a month or two ago.
Mattress Mac.
He's from there, too. So he's right. He always does it with the Houston squads.
Yep. I mean, he's a smart marketing guy, that's for sure.
Yeah.
Okay, down to the Midwest, bottom right. So let me tell you about Big Akron here. Some people might not have known that. This was incredible. I text this to you, but I don't think you saw it because it was the highlight. Of Akron. So Akron was playing in the championship game, okay, up against Kent State. All right. Kent State versus Akron. Kent State is up by one. They just scored with 4 seconds left, okay? So Akron needs to score to go. Get ready for this one, okay? Kent State scores. Akron gets the ball, and the guy from Kent State goes and fouls him on purpose. 90 feet from the basket. He must have thought they were down one.
Jeez.
So he fouls him, puts Akron on the free throw line. Guy hits both free throws. Ball game. Akron's going to the big dance. Kent State is going to Burger King for dinner.
What's the coach and the teammates doing when he hacks them?
So that they showed the highlight of the coach. The coach ran down the whole sideline like, oh my God, just like talking to himself, and then he puts his hands on his head like, what is going on? And so, wow, can you imagine?
That's like your coach in the third grade hoops and you throw in a couple of the dudes who don't get as much run. He's going towards the wrong basket to shoot it. No.
Exactly. So Kent State's going home and Akron goes, thanks for punching our ticket to the big dance. So that's how Akron got in. Wow, that was incredible, the highlight. So, ladies and gentlemen, pull it up on the YouTuber, Akron vs. Kent State. That is incredible.
Terrible. Like, if that's your one shot to go to March Madness and, like, that's how you don't go.
Oh, how about the head coach? Like, you know, he had the bonuses tied into it, too, right?
Oh.
And he's like, hey, bud, you owe me a few chippers for that one. So Akron gets Creighton in the first round. Thanks, guys. It's been fun. You're going to get drilled by Big Creighton now.
Uh-huh.
So the other thing that's interesting in this bracket, Big Kansas, okay? So Kansas, two best players, Hunter Dickinson and McCuller, sat out of the Big 12 tourney. Okay, I went against them. It was the no-brainer. Kansas was shutting it down in the Big 12. And so now the question is, are these guys very healthy? And guess what? The big narrative right now in the media is, holy cow, how are these guys going to be? They're playing Samford. Everyone is picking Samford, you know, to cover at least. And I'm here to say, best bet, Kansas drills them. Okay?
Then what about that next round against the Zags?
And I've got the Zags playing ball.
Yep.
Do you have the Zags beating Kansas too?
I did. Well, because the uncertainty with those two Kansas guys, I'm like, I'll go with the Zags in round two.
Well, yeah, I just think big Zags are kind of flying under the radar here a little bit, and that's when you want to pick squads. Creighton going against big Oregon. Do you have that one? Do you have Oregon beating South Carolina?
Yep. I mean, I've got Creighton in the final of this bracket here.
Okay. Well, we'll chit about that in a minute. Oregon. FYI, head coach Dana Altman, best record out of every coach in the NCAA tournament this year, best record against the spread. 15-5, Dana Altman.
Nice.
Okay, final two here. Oh, you got Tennessee. Who do you have Tennessee getting upended by?
Creighton.
Okay. How about this one? I've got Big Tennessee getting upended there by UVA, Virginia. Because I think Virginia is going to win the play-in game and beat Big Texas there.
Wow.
Yeah.
That was like our guy, Shaka Smart, you know, back before he was a big-name coach.
Well, and you remember where Shaka was at. He made his name at VCU.
Yeah, and they won the play-in, and did they go Elite Eight?
Well, guess what? That's how Shaka got on the map. He's actually the head coach for Marquette now. Mm-hmm. Since then, VCU is 2-7, their last nine. That was 2013. So VCU, Shaka made them, and they don't do squat now. I got Big Purdue versus Creighton there.
Yep, same here.
Okay. Wow, Zach Edey, guy gets fouled a small amount, but unlike Shaq Daddy, he makes his free throws. It's pretty cool to watch him play. Have you seen him play?
Yeah, I have. I mean, it's just not super exciting.
No, but I mean, like, he's not like, I mean, he gets it done. Like, he's tough to beat, you know?
For sure, he's a big dude.
Yeah. Well, the big dude is the guy that plays for North Carolina State. Okay, did you see him by chance?
Mm-hmm.
So his name, well, before we go over his name, let's talk a little bit about him. He's teeny. Okay. I looked him up to see how much he weighed, and let's just say that they didn't put the real weight down. Okay. They tried saying that he weighed 275. And I go, guys, should that be a 3 instead of the 2? Because we'd be a lot closer.
Right.
Big DJ is his name. And for those of you that haven't seen him, I will give him props. He does not look like a basketball player at all, except that he's tall. But, I mean, he's got the belly rocking. But, dude, this guy's, like, hands and feet for a guy that size, it's pretty amazing. Like, he's Kevin McHale around the basket.
Yeah.
It's pretty sweet. He's got the soft hands. But I'm here to tell you, they won 5 games in 5 days. It's the first time it's ever been done in the ACC. They were 100-1 to win that tournament. And they won it. Well, you know, Duke and UNC go, you can have it, bud. Go ahead.
Right.
We're getting ready for the big dance. So who does NC State play? They're peace out. They're peace out. It's over with. The run.
Texas Tech.
Yep. Okay, best bet. So Texas Tech -5.5 against our boy DJ Burns. Okay, it's not happening.
No.
Okay. So we've made the best bets in each, or we've mentioned our teams in each one, right? So
I think we're down to like our Elite Eights.
Right. And then let's see here, the final four. I'm just trying to see where mine pulls it up here. I see where my champ is. Championship. Oh, there it is. Final four. Okay, who do you have?
I have UConn getting back.
Yep.
Against U of A.
Okay.
Houston and Creighton.
Okay, well, I'll start off on the same side. I've got the same guys as you as the big Houston and Creighton. And then, so that's not exciting.
No. Nope.
That we have the same thing. And then I've got UConn versus Big Carolina.
Mm.
Okay. Then championship game, who do you have?
UConn.
Okay.
And Houston.
And I've got Carolina and Houston.
Okay.
Hello. And who's the champ?
And then I'm going back to back, even though I said it's hard.
Wow. Do you know the last team that went back to back by chance? It doesn't happen very often at all.
Villanova.
I think it's Florida.
No.
Okay, so Villanova went back to back.
I'm not sure. I thought they did, maybe.
No, they no. Villanova won like 2 out of 3 years, maybe. It's the big Florida, like 2008, 2009. Not positive there. Sometimes the listeners, I'll get an email from them.
They're yelling in their car.
I'll get an email from them because they'll be like the big fan of someone. They're like, no, Bolt. I'm like, okay, so I'm not positive. Speaking of the listeners, some of the people follow on the Action Network, and follow my plays on the Action Network, and they're wondering about the live bet plays. So this will be a good time to explain it. So college basketball, I'll do live bet a lot on some of the unders. So I've got a formula where I'll punch in the field goal percentage, pace of play, free throws, and it'll shoot out a number. And so between mid-January and February, there was a time there where I was getting drilled on the Action Network. Got a couple emails from people going, hey, just wondering what's going on with the live action, blah, blah, blah. Well, comes to find out, I found out what the problem was, but I didn't want to say it because people would be like, bullshit. I'm like, I'm just going to have to fix the problem here, and then that'll prove the point. The app that I was using, the Score app, I'll throw them underneath the bus, okay, was not outputting the correct scores. So get a load of this. I would look at the end game, and I'd be like, oh, the under, yeah, I'll take the under there. They only have 50 points. Well, then I come to find out the app was off by like 9 points. The total combined between the two teams, I thought it would be 50, and it was 59. And this was going on for 3 weeks. So anyway, the recovery has happened. The people on Action Network have probably noticed it. Even we actually owe a review to some guy named XCDS. Shoot us your email, bud. We owe you a hat. But also, you might be able to go back in and reevaluate the post that you made because he mentioned the chips going down. But we've recovered on the Action Network. So
yep.
I didn't want to mention that it was an app because people would have been like, sure. And so I found an app that's better. Apple came out with one. And they are good for live scores, but I noticed even that one is wrong. So I'm having to reference ESPN, the Score, and Apple. If anyone has a good one out there, feel free to email me at Bolt.
Okay. Yes, and you are correct here. I see it was Florida.
Okay. Good to know.
Joakim Noah. And before that, it was Duke, 91-92. Mm. I knew the Duke one.
Before we leave here, a couple interesting facts. Do you know that no one out west has won the championship since 1997.
Yeah, I remember last year. And that was U of A.
That is correct, U of A. How about this? 1-2, you know, in the region has not happened since 2019.
Yeah.
Okay. Rick Barnes for Tennessee, 3-15 against the spread since 2009.
Jeez.
And then UNC as a number one seed, 52-9. Some of you out there like Izzo, like you did. I know you used to like Big Izzo.
Yep.
So out of 24 tries that he's been to the tournament 24 times, he's been to the final four 8 times.
It used to be way better than that.
Yeah.
You take away like the last 8-10 years.
Right, but that's still, he gets there a third of the time. That's mm-hmm. pretty legit. So a lot of those stats are from the Action Network. Those dudes, I've noticed, I've called him before, Evan Abrams. He always has these cool stats. Okay, best bets before we're out of here. So I'll wrap them up for you. We've got several here since there's a lot of games going on. KU versus Stanford. We're taking KU. Virginia tonight, plus the points against Colorado State. Drake, -1.5. Long Beach State, +21. Texas Tech, St. Mary's were taken. Nebraska, have you seen them? They call him the Japanese Steph Curry.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. He's actually kind of fun to watch. We're taking Nebraska over Texas A&M. And that's it.
Okay.
Yeah. And that those are the best bettors there.
Oh, yeah. This is a great time of year. Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Boom, boom, boom.
Yep. And now we're back in action again on the Tuesday. So spread the word. Let everyone know that we're going to try some win some chippers here for you. And North Carolina was my pick.
To winner?
Yep.
Yep.
And, so, yours was?
UConn.
Okay.
I'm going back to them.
That's right.
So it'll be first two rounds, and then we'll come back at you next Tuesday. We'll be at the Sweet 16 at that point and give you some new picks and games to follow then.
And I'll also provide some on the big Twitter and Instagram.
Yeah, at Bolt Brady Picks. And keep the reviews coming. If you listen on Apple or wherever, write a review. We'll get you, send us an email. We'll send you a hat. We got some new hats in. So enjoy the weekend of hoops. We'll be watching with you, and we will catch you guys next Tuesday.
See ya.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.